Good morning. I'd like to call this meeting of House Fisheries to order. It is 10:03, and present are Representative Christ Tompkins, Representative Feige, Representative Heron, myself, Chair Seaton. And today we have one order of business, and that is we are looking at HCR 25, cat shares in the NPFMC groundfish plan. And we will, everybody has the concurrent resolution. Are there any questions that anyone has on that right now? Introduced by the request of the House Special Committee on Fisheries by the Rules Committee. Seeing none, let's go to public testimony. I'll open public testimony, and let's go first to Anchorage. Henry Mitchell, are you there?
Yes, I am. My name is Henry Mitchell. I'm a resident of Anchorage. I've been involved in the fisheries in the North Pacific for over 30 years. I originally worked for Bering Sea Fishermen's Association from 1980 to 1996. Currently, I work for Coastal Villages, but this testimony is on behalf of myself. I am a very strong adherent of allowing communities to have a quota. I was one of the original people of the North Pacific Council back in the early 90s that proposed and was responsible for implementing the community development quota system. And I believed at that time I also had made motions to include the Gulf communities. At that time, the council preferred not to do that. But in retrospect, I really believe that the state of Alaska and the local communities of the Gulf would benefit by the council passing community quotas for certain communities in the Gulf. So I really would wish that he would pass this out and that it would become a policy of the state, directing the council to seriously consider this issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Henry. And is there any questions for Mr. Mitchell? Seeing none, thank you for your testimony. Let's go to Kodiak. Alexis Quatka, are you online?
Yes, I am, Mr. Chairman and members of the Fisheries Committee. I, too, am going to support this idea to be moved forward. Having personally lived through two rationalization programs here in Kodiak that have directly affected me, both the halibut and sablefish and the crab program, I think that it's really important that we go down this road of adding it as another tool to the toolbox, so to speak, for the North Pacific Fishery Management Council to consider. I think it's really important. We've learned a lot of lessons around the world that we anchor quota in communities in perpetuity. Losing access to fisheries in our own backyard would be a tragedy. So I encourage you to move this forward as well. Thank you.
Thank you. And we have a question from Representative Heron. Alexis.
Alexis, this is Bob Heron. You said you went through two rationalizations. Could you identify, so the committee could have an example, what communities were definitely negatively impacted by those two previous, and how, again, I appreciate your testimony, how this will benefit communities, but do you have some examples of that you could offer?
Well, I think the most direct impact in the halibut sablefish, which I have a lot more familiarity with than the crab, other than the community of Kodiak, lost out specifically in the crab program. We saw a huge reduction in our fleet, which directly impacted the economics of money moving around our community. In this community, the dollar bill gets passed around 7 to 8 times before it leaves the community. And these programs are designed on efficiencies, and the efficiencies are born on basically labor costs. I mean, if you get right down into it, that amount of money not coming through my community really impacts the local businesses. Halibut and sablefish, we saw a huge, massive reduction in the fleet. It's a much more organized fishery, but what we're seeing is that a lot of once you own the resource, rents are extracted from the resource, and the money is just not flowing the way it should be. And I think that if you anchor quota in a community, the community is going to have a say in how that works. What I see is it just having, you know, able to have a say in what happens in our communities and more ability to interact with the fisheries.
Thank you, Alexis. Let's go back to Anchorage. Henry Mitchell, are you still there? Representative Heron had a question for you, if you are still there.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Henry, Bob, a long time no hear your voice, but I guess the same question I posed to Alexis. Can you specifically identify at least two communities that were negatively impacted by rationalization?
Oh, I think that that some of the communities on the chain, in particular, I think that Sandpoint in some regards, and I think Chicknick in some regards has been impacted substantially by being left out of many of the programs. The various amendments that the council has passed basically had the council adopted a community development regime for the Gulf communities, many of those communities would be much better off today.
Follow-up, Representative Heron.
Yeah, follow-up. Henry, of course, the proposed resolution is straightforward. What tool or what leverage would the governor have in encouraging the council to have this option?
Well, I think that the governor has quite a bit of influence. The governor, of course, does have certain relationships with voting members of the council. The governor could very directly propose to certain of the council members that that taking care of the communities by passing into regulation regimes that would benefit those communities. It's absolutely doable as long as the governor would move forward after receiving direction from the legislature.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. And just for clarification of where we are as the committee, when the committee went forward with this resolution, we were asking the governor as the chief executive of the state to put forward to the council protections for Alaskan coastal communities. So that's our issue. We're not asking for arm twistings or anything like that. We're wanting him to recognize as the chief executive of the state that it's important to tell the council that we want to see coastal communities protected. So I just wanted to clarify what our intent was in putting this forward. So let's say at Anchorage and Ernie Weiss, are you there?
Yes, this is Ernie Weiss. I work for the Aleutians East Borough. I've lived for many years out in King Cove, currently live in Anchorage, speaking on my own behalf. Addressing Representative Heron's question, King Cove is one of those communities that was severely impacted by the crab rationalization program, so I'll leave it there. I support HCR 25. I support the North Pacific Council, including an option for CFA in the analysis going forward on the Gulf of Alaska Trawl Bycatch Management Program that's currently being developed. I believe inclusion of a community fishing association in this program could mitigate some of the potential negative impacts that are inherent in a catch share program by anchoring quota in the communities and keeping entry-level opportunities open for fishermen. And I think that the CFA could enhance some of the community protections that are already being considered as part of this program. I'm a regular participant in the council process, and I'd like to take this opportunity to commend the state of Alaska on their leadership in this bycatch action. The current structure is found in the October motion already contains some innovative elements that would give some protection to coastal communities. They have consolidation limits, limited duration of shares is a possibility, active participation requirement, and including the community as part of the co-op. These are all community protections that are now part of the analysis. I strongly believe that also including a CFA as part of the analysis could enhance some of the existing elements to reduce bycatch and will benefit coastal communities. So I urge you to move this resolution forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Seeing none, thank you. Let's go to Homer. Alan Parks, are you online?
Yes, I am.
Would you identify yourself and who you represent for the record, and go ahead with your testimony.
Yeah, my name is Alan Parks. I live in Homer, and I'm representing myself. I'm just coming up on my 38th year of fishing in Alaska. I have two kids, two teenagers that fish with me right now in the summer, and I'd also like to just say that I do support moving this HCR 25 forward. I've been through a lot of these privatization programs that are in place that have been mentioned, crab rationalization, the halibut sablefish IFQ program, and I think in listening to the other testimonies, one of the things that, and to the questions that have been brought up about what impacts we've seen, I think what really came to mind with the last from the last testimony is entry level and what it takes to get into these fisheries. And as I said, I have two kids, and I am concerned about their opportunities if they choose to get into the fisheries, what it's going to take. And one of it is just the pure cost of quota. And this HCR 25 could possibly be a roadmap for them to live in the community, have access to the resources that are adjacent to their community, and be a part of a healthy economic and social environment that our fisheries produce along coastal communities. So I really think that this is important for the state of Alaska to move forward. I really hope that you guys move this out and in to the governor, and that the governor makes the right choice to promote this as a option for analysis to shape the fisheries in the future. And actually, what I think about a lot when I think about fisheries management, there's really the only thing that we have definitively in control of is the human aspect and the human environment. This community-based or HCR 25 and community fishing associations is something that we can grab a hold of and utilize to best benefit the communities in Alaska. So anyway, thanks a lot. I support it, and thanks for your time.
Thank you. Any questions? Seeing none, thank you for your testimony. Let's go to Anchorage. Chuck McCallum.
Mr. Chairman, I'm Chuck McCallum, Executive Director of the Gulf of Alaska Coastal Communities Coalition. I regularly participate in the public process at the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council, and I'm here to encourage you to pass the resolution that is before you here today. I can tell you from long experience that when the interests of the communities themselves are at stake, that it takes a concerted and an extraordinary effort for those communities to engage in the public process at the council for their voice to be heard effectively. And I'm asking you to add your voice to theirs. In its basic essence, this resolution does no more than to ask for more information on how giving an allocation of fishing quota might be a better way to protect communities by promoting a good jobs-based fishing economy for everyone in the Kodiak Borough and the broader region that is the Gulf of Alaska fishery. I should note that the state has included in their current motion on this subject what they believe may adequately address the issues of community protections.
but I believe that those static approaches are very likely to fail in significant and unpredictable ways, while the inherently dynamic and adaptive involvement of a community fishing association is much more likely to effectively promote and maintain the healthy mix of fishing-related jobs that the community needs. I do observe that fishermen themselves often see no upside for them in this and imagine innumerable ways that the community fishing association might be a problem. But without getting a clear motion on the table and analyzing it, we will never be able to put those fears to rest. Please pass this resolution. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Are there questions? Seeing none, let's go to Kodiak. And I think we have John Whidden there. Maybe mispronouncing the name.
Yes, this is John Whidden of Kodiak. I'm on the city council, but I'm representing myself in this testimony. And it's sort of, this is a last-minute decision to come and talk before you, but I appreciate the opportunity. So I'd like to just suggest a couple things. We went through a long dialogue in the, both the fisheries work group, which I co-chair in Kodiak, and also on the in a joint work session last week between the borough and the city council, and actually talked about this this issue of the CFA at length. I should also tell you that I work for a processor. I manage a processing plant in Kodiak, and we do have trawlers of fish for us. So, to be completely honest, I'm engaged in the trawl industry. But I also have vessels of fish with the jiggers, longliners, pot boats, seiners, the entire mix. My position on this CFA is that as you draft this resolution, is that I would request that you look at it from a balanced point of view. You know, there's not 100% consensus for a CFA in Kodiak. In fact, the 34 vessels that are currently out fishing would probably tell you unanimously that they're not in favor of this at all. You know, they're concerned about outcomes. On the other side, I think you have some coalition folks who are 100% for it. So my position here is we need to strike a balance. I believe there are tools available in the motion, but they're not the only tools. You know, a CFA could be part of the solution set to ensure that we have a strong Kodiak economy, which includes three key components. The community has to be healthy. It will only be healthy if the trawl sector, the fishing, the harvesting sector, and the processing sector are also healthy. It's a three-legged stool. There's not one component of our community, our harvesters, and our processors that we can separate from this. It's a symbiotic relationship. So as you draft this resolution, I would like to request that you approach it as a balanced perspective. And the CFA is not the only way. The motions or the options on the motion are not the only way. There are several, and I think it could help me be a combination of both. But I think there's other things that we need to take a look at is in terms of ownership issues. There's a lot of currently corporate ownership of vessels that in some ways is circumventing the process that will in some ways negate any impact of motions we'll put through. So I would just, again, suggest that as you draft this, is understand that in Kodiak in particular, that there's very, very diverse views on this issue. So this CFA can be a tool, and it is one that we should take a look at. And I would say, for me personally, if I can be shown that this will positively impact the trawl industry, then I would certainly support it. If it's a net loss to the trawl industry, which would negatively impact Kodiak, then I think we need to reconsider this. Thank you for the time.
Thank you. I don't see any questions. Let's go to Dave Kubiak in Kodiak as well.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Chairman and committee. I'm Dave Kubiak. I've been in Kodiak since fished for Norm Holm back in 1960-65. And I currently am a salmon permit holder. I have some halibut IFQ and been known to go jigging for codfish. And I've witnessed, both as a participant and as a bystander, the effects of rationalization. And You know, I would urge you to pass HCR 25 so that we can include with the staff analysis Community Fishing Association as part of their rationalization plans for the Gulf Trawl Fleet. As you know, rationalization of fishing rights all over the world has had several well-known consequences, such as absentee ownership, fewer locally based vessels, high leasing fees, rapid vessel consolidation of quota ownership, lower crew pay and fewer crew jobs. The out-migration of fisheries-based wealth and fisheries access opportunities, capital flight, community fishing associations are a means of countering many of these consequences by assuring local control over a portion of rationalized fishing rights. This can be done probably by joining the co-op concept with CFAs. CFAs belonging to CFA and Kodiak, for instance, belonging to a co-op. You know, we that propose this or our proponents of this see this as a method of assuring that our local fishermen, skippers, and crews will continue to participate and that our community will stay healthy. CFAs will effectively anchor quota to the communities in perpetuity. They'll support new generations of fishermen, including crew and new entrants, and an initial allocation of quota amplifies the community benefits. We watch the value of quota rise as soon as a fishery is capitalized. Is rationalized, and I think that any deleterious outset effects of allocation against the current participants will be ameliorated by this, since I envision this as a private nonprofit or something of that sort that will not take more than the administrative fees out of it for lease fees. So anyway, I very much urge you to vote for this so that to move this forward so that we can at least see CFAs examined in some depth by the council. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And we do have three people left to testify, and we only have a few minutes here before we start floor. So let's go to Anchorage, ML Christensen, and please keep our time in mind as you testify.
Hi, my name is Emil Christensen. I'm in support of Resolution 25, HCR. My problem is I've been fishing for 55 years. I'm 62 years old, and I started 6 years old with my dad. And I've watched changes, and I've seen people do things that have so much effect against the villages that we need to stop this, and we need to look at the future of our children in the state of Alaska. It's time to stop. You guys got to support us on this thing, because we've been fighting a battle that just everybody listens but forgets what we say. Please do something to help the people of Alaska and the communities of Alaska, because that's the only job I was raised on, and I love doing it, and I hope you guys take a look at the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Emil. I don't see any questions there. Let's stay there in Anchorage. Freddie Christensen.
Yeah, Freddie Christensen, Old Harbor Tribal Council. Born and raised, born in Kodiak, raised in Old Harbor commercial fishing for 48 years. I just want to point out a couple of things on one of the guys that testified with John Whitten, that I disagreed with him on a diverse view in Kodiak. Well, it may be still a diverse view in the city of Kodiak, but the view from the villages, the six villages on Kodiak Island, there was one thing that we have shared in common, that we have in common, and that is we have lost access to the resources adjacent to our communities. All this fish that they process in Kodiak, they talk about this, they talk about that. That stuff comes out of our back door of our villages. And at this day and age, to allow this to continue to happen is just absolutely unacceptable. And I could go on and on about the experiences I've had with the IFQ program on how fair the CDQ program was implemented in the Bering Sea, but not in the Gulf. And it has to do with our people surviving and our villages existing. And while last time I checked that the state of Alaska was responsible, I have to assume some responsibility on taking care of these communities. And with my involvement with the fisheries-related organizations, I have not seen that. I haven't experienced it. And I think that it's only fair to come to a point in time when we've just had enough. And we're at that point. Our backs are up against the wall, and we are not. The people in the villages are very disappointed on the current process. A lot of them have given up. A lot of them have died. A lot of them, you know, are dealing with
financial
hardship. Yes.
I really appreciate your testimony. We are running out of time here to go to the floor, and we do take that you support our passage of this resolution. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. I just have one more. We had Teresa Peterson online. Teresa, can you give us a very quick testimony?
Yes, good morning. I'm Teresa Peterson. I live in Fish and Kodiak and work with the Alaska Marine Conservation Council. And I just want to say thank you for dedicating your time to this and scheduling the presentation a few weeks ago. And we absolutely support the HCR 25 moving forward and support all the comments that you've already heard. And so rather than kind of reiterate those, I just think that this is, you know, really an evolving process, and what this current suite of options lacks is this opportunity to anchor quota to the communities. The state's done a great job to date with bringing this motion forward and considering it, you know, and this is absolutely a new program design. It's not the crab rationalization, but I think we're on the right track considering this. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. So I'm going to close public testimony. Do I have a motion on or discussion? Eric, Representative Feige.
This would be a motion. Is there a discussion?
No discussion. Go ahead.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I move House Concurrent Resolution Number 2528-LS1585/uniform.
And we do have a zero fiscal note.
We'll attach zero fiscal note.
And individual recommendations. Is there any objection? Seeing no objection, House Concurrent Resolution 25 passes from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. Zero fiscal note. And we will be adjourned at 10:30. Thank you, Director.